Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons. On the hottest day, maybe in the history of Boston, I saw some weathermen and women tweeting that we could break records. They actually said they would shatter records by a degree, which makes no sense. You didn't shatter it if it's only by a degree, but I digress.
I thought I read we broke it by 5 degrees.
There is no chance this was the hottest day by 5 degrees in the history of Boston.
Well, the hottest day on June 24th.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of there with those SID stats.
It's hotter here today in Boston than it is in Phoenix, Miami, and Tampa.
And St. Lucia. I can tell you that from experience.
Oh, we got a whole hour through the show without that.
Hey, did you guys know Andy was on vacation last week?
Listen, really? Where'd you go?
Listen.
He wears Hey Dudes now. He's got a fun Hawaii. He's got a fun golf shirt.
I got a little tan.
The Arcan line yesterday, by the way.
I got weird burns on my stretch marks on my chest. Do you ever get that? Oh, wait. You guys don't have stretch marks.
Oh, my God. This guy.
No, I have stretch marks, but that's because I was a great big fat person.
Do you?
What?
You were that fat?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was large.
I knew you were large. I didn't know you were that fat. I don't know where you get the stretch marks when you,
when the belly goes this way and then you bring it back in this way.
Did you have to have skin removed?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Dan Ball, 3 o'clock. We should move on. 3-point stance.
319!
318!
318!
318!
Yeah, there we go!
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and that is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you and your sunburn stretch marks need to call Glassman. Got to get Glassman. You can call all sevens at 617-777-7777.
Seven!
As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each. Today, our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Damn right.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
Dan Ball, appropriately, there'll be a Heat-related tie-in today because it is a hot day. Does anybody know who the hottest goon in the history of professional sports is? Somebody who just made a living protecting teammates, taking people down. Maybe it was Sean Thornton for the Bruins. I don't know, but he's been replaced because Sophie Cunningham, teammate of Caitlin Clark with the Indiana Fever, is taking over that role. Listen to this audio and I'll tell you about it.
It was a buildup for a couple of years now of them just not protecting, you know, the star player of the WNBA. And so at the end of the day, I'm going to protect my teammates. That's what I do. And I'm a team player, so.
I'll admit I'm still in the early stages of my fandom of the WNBA, but we all saw the highlights. There was a fracas, a foul, then a shove down of Caitlin Clark. No technical, no ejections for that. And then Caitlin Clark actually got a technical. Whatever. The whole thing played out. It was entertaining. It was interesting. And then late in the game, Sophie Cunningham, player drove to the hoop. Sophie Cunningham, the player who shoved down Caitlin Clark, was thrown to the ground by Caitlin, by Sophie Cunningham. She grabbed her by the back of the head like she was going to like knee her in the face like it was a UFC fight. Sophie Cunningham is an absolute smoke show. She likes to flaunt it if you've watched some of her entrances to the arena in Indy. And she's a badass. So the WNBA, I know they're crawling towards gaining credibility. This only helps them. When you have a hot woman who's also a goon defending a superstar, golly, that's good for business.
All right, there you go.
Bet you never thought I would do a Sophie Cunningham three-point stance.
No. I mean, you are a man of mystery. As we peel back this onion that is Andy Hart, we learn a lot about what you're interested
Dan,
in on any given day.
He tells us before the show, mid-show, after the show, at least half the time he has no idea what he's going to say.
Dog rocket. I'm not comfortable with that. Let's move on. I'm more comfortable saying she's the hottest goon in the history of sports than talking about the dog rocket. So let's move on, Dan Ball. You have to stay in control here. This is your segment.
Don't tell me to stay in control.
Don't make me get Ted Johnson
doing in front of a camera.
Oh, you know, even though Ted is home sick, if this goes off the rails, there's going to be get back on track, boys. Text coming.
Dan
in 3-2-1.
Ball will get a text, and I blame you. It's your segment. You're in control.
I don't care what you think. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
I have never been a bigger fan of either of you. You and the French Connection back there, whatever we're calling for Zook, Papagino Jr.
I'm interested.
Draymond Cunningham, they're calling her on
Twitch
chat.
Like that.
I like it.
I like
it. She's much more attractive. No offense to Draymond Green, but she's much more attractive.
I think he'd be okay with that.
Do you
that.
Think they'll start an FU Sophie chant in an arena near you soon?
Oh, absolutely. If she continues to go down this road.
At the Mohegan Sun Arena?
Embraces it. I also think she's smart. She's probably looked at the Angel Reese Caitlin Clark fight, and she's like, how do I get in on that? Can I get in on this hype?
And you know what Sophie Cunningham can do that Angel Reese can't? Score.
Oh, hit or layup?
Yeah.
Yeah, she can also look smoking. Although, Angel Reese is pretty hot, too.
Did you see that the social media account?
Jaylen Brown likes her.
Did you see the social media account that the guys that would bet on Angel Reese missed first basket?
Yes. What is that called? What is that particular
I don't know, but she gets double-doubles for that reason.
Yeah. Yes.
Miss a shot, rebound, make a shot. Oh, sweet. I got 2 rebounds and 2 points now. I'm well on my way.
It might have been a fake tweet. I saw somebody tweet that she was going to patent the term me bounds, which is just getting your own rebound, but I don't know if that was real or not.
A fan of Dan, I got to be honest, as a fan of portmanteaus and just, you know, your proprietary witticisms, that is one I have never heard, should have come up with, and absolutely adore. A me bound.
We
love
also
it.
May have a problem. I may have been saying something inappropriate and throughout that 60 seconds, because the 857 says, nobody tell Andy Hart what the kids are using the word goon for these days.
Uh-oh.
That's it.
While you guys move on, I'll look at see what goon means on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
All right, Fitzy.
Well, I got a lot to live up to. They always say, don't go on stage after dogs, kids, or Andy Hart, but I guess it's my spot.
Well, it is. Good luck. Andy's going to use his 60 seconds to Google something that could end his career, and Fitzy will use his 60 seconds for his three-point stance, which starts now.
Yeah, I understand there are a lot of disappointed green teamers out there right now. Celtics fans at large are in their feels at the moment because one of the champions, somebody who was integral to helping hang Banner 18 and bringing about one of the best duck boat parades of the so very many, all 13 of them, this quarter century thus far, in Drew Holiday. Now we're hearing Sam Hauser could go. Stiz outlined earlier what a hero he was for puking on the boat and then turning right around and chucking somebody a beer from that mountain of regurge. Kristaps Porzingis could go and many others. And I know a lot of people are probably not looking forward to the season, especially because you'll be without these players, maybe Horford, maybe Tatum, to which I say, you know what? Because I've seen so much of this kind of basketball that yielded many Eastern Conference finals, 2 finals appearances and 1 championship, and I know they're going to try to reconstitute this team in a slightly different capacity. I, for one, am looking forward to the Celtics season. I want to embrace what could be different about this season. I don't know what kind of ball Mazzulla is going to play. I don't know who else Brad Stevens is going to trade away or acquire in the process. It's going to be different. It could be a little dangerous. It may not be what everyone expects, but I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, but totally different reason.
Well, you get, yeah, but you say me too, usually, like at the HR meetings and stuff.
No, and I looked up goon. It's not that bad. I mean, it has
I think
meaning,
they were reaching on that one.
Yeah, I mean,
what is it?
I don't know.
No, like, no, let's move on.
Say it.
I said it's not that bad. Stiz says, yeah. Then when I'm going to explain what it was, well, he's like, nope, move on.
There's multiple, you know, Urban Dictionary things. I don't want you saying any of them. Let's just err on the side of caution.
There we go. Okay, right there in the Twitch chat.
Oh, boy.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Rather be golfing 95, who is a, quote, huge fan of mine. Nobody honks like Fitzy. And then right below that, 2017-something. I love it, Fitzy. They'll be a playoff team. I'm just saying, yeah, I've seen.
Oh, he's such a homer. Such a homer.
I'm just looking. I'm embracing what will be different temporarily as opposed to, I don't want to sit there all season long and just be like, oh, this team doesn't remind me of the championship caliber team that I enjoyed so very much over the previous decade. Therefore, I am not going to embrace them or get excited for each game. I'm going to embrace what's different. You know what? 2008, those Patriots, right? Did you sit at home and go, Brady's out. This is our chance to redeem ourselves after Super Bowl 42. No, I love that effing team.
They didn't make the playoffs.
And it's a crime. 11-5.
It wasn't a crime.
It was.
They didn't deserve
people
to make the playoffs.
People should be charged at the Hague.
But the Twitch chatter that says they will make the playoffs, yeah, no kidding. If they don't make the playoffs, it is a cataclysmic failure.
Don't make the playoffs.
Like, they're going to make the East is as weak as can be, and you still have an all-NBA player. You still have a coach with a ring. You're still going to have a good roster. They absolutely should make the playoffs. They're a little bit like the post-record-setting Bruins, where they have an opportunity here to be not as good in the regular season, not have the expectations. I don't know. Maybe they'll get out of the second round of the playoffs this year. Like, that's a legitimate possibility that playoff-wise, they could be a better basketball team than the team that
your boy
lost.
Simons could actually add something to the team. There could be other players
Simons
that come back.
Simons says Celtics go to Eastern Conference Finals.
And also, do you trust anyone else as a GM or a player personnel manager in the player personnel management department in Boston more than Brad Stevens? The acquisition of
Brez,
huh?
That was the proper
Brez
response
Lobot?
To that,
huh?
Huh?
Girl, are you serious?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
actually.
Very good.
No, I'm not.
Nope.
Sweeney, no,
no,
no, no, no. You're right.
Wolf,
no.
Has he hit on anything yet?
Well,
Drake. There's enough questions about Drake May. You can certify him a stud.
I would
by
say
October.
Vrabel is the guy I would pick for the Patriots. And no, there's too much unanswered questions. So yeah, Brad Stevens. Yeah. I have great faith. Dan Ball, go ahead.
All right. Well put. As we have now Sophie Cunningham. Andy learned a new word, and then
goon. Is that okay if I say
are
goon
you,
a lot?
Are you
just did it, so I mean.
are you doing like the speech from Caddyshack? Goonga, goonga, lagoonga.
The Goonies. It was a movie. If it was a movie in the 80s, there's no way I can't
actually,
say
you
it.
Can say goon and be like, no, the Sean Patrick or the Sean Thomas Scott movie about the hockey player. That's a movie, goon. Oh, you'd love it.
Okay.
Good movie.
Okay, that's it.
Good movie.
All right, that's it. Yes, it is a good movie. Dan Ball.
All right. Stiz, may I have 60 seconds, please?
All right, Daniel. Your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, Fitzy, I start with an apology to you because I know this is one of the best Boston sports names that we've had in quite a while. Walker Buehler, known as Waka Buehler. You have a shirt that says it. You've loved him. A lot of fans were intrigued by the idea of getting Walker Buehler into the pitching lab, the Andrew Bailey, Craig Breslow group. My guy is cooked. He's done. Since coming back from injury, his ERA is now 8.59. Wasn't great before the injury at 4.28, but now it's gone off the rails. He was the Angels batted around. First pitch home run for Zach Neto got worse from there in the first inning. Unfortunately, I think Walker Buehler will be making his final start for the Red Sox next Sunday against Toronto. Then when they hit the road to go to play the Washington Nationals, he will not be with them because Chris Cotillo reports that Kyle Harrison and Tanner Houck should both be ready for the majors around the 4th of July. So that's about a week and a half, essentially one more trip through the rotation in which Walker Buehler will have a game to start. There isn't really a better option right now than him. But unfortunately, I think the experiment is coming to an end. I don't mind the fact that you tried to add him as hopefully a bottom of the rotation piece that could help you with some veteran leadership amidst some of your younger players. But the experiment has ended. You have better pitchers on the horizon, and there's no reason to continue to waste a roster spot with a guy who I just don't believe has major league stuff any longer.
And more importantly,
stick a fork in him. He's done.
More importantly, no disrespect to you, but your belief in Walker Buehler is one thing. You know, it's what we do on the radio. I give you this quote from the Boston Globe's post-game story last night. Outside of a couple swings, I think I largely beat myself, which is not something you can do here, Buehler said. I think I can still pitch in the major leagues. At some point, the belief, it gets hard to keep tricking yourself. So he basically admitted he doesn't think he can pitch in the big leagues anymore, but he keeps trying to trick himself into going out there like, this'll be the day that I get my stuff back, and it changes. So you're not wrong. That's a broken pitcher. That's a broken man.
He needs a personal day, or what the, you know, was it FMLA? Like, he needs to like step back and a few mental weeks off.
100%. To find out if mental is part of it. It might just be physical.
Can you send someone to the IL just to, quote, you know, get their mentals right?
You can always find a way to send a guy to an IL.
So he can just like think about it?
Yeah. You need to think about what you've done, you old man.
Does he want to go on a Chuck Sikora for? Walk about and then just not come back?
No, I don't think he's reached that. Like, I think what he said is he still wants to be a major league pitcher.
I just don't think it's going to be. I think he's getting DFA'd. That's what I personally
think. I agree with you, because I always say this thing. There's a want to and there's a can't. Like, there's some players that don't want to. They don't have the drive, the motivation. They've been skating through life. It got too hard. Football players, whatever. He still wants to be great. I think he wants to be the guy that Fitzy wanted him to be.
I mean, he just won a World Series 6 months ago. Like, he knows the taste, so to speak.
But now he is almost in July, and he's like, I want to be good, but I'm not good anymore. And I'm getting worse by the day. Career worst, 7 walks. And that doesn't take it. They don't count the hit by pitches as walks. It was really 9. He had at least 2 hit-by-pitches.
9 times, Mrs. Buehler?
In a couple innings, like, it was...
That's after trailing 5-1 or 5-2, and Dave O'Brien goes, well, that was only the 3rd hit that the Angels have had, but they've already scored 5 runs.
Like, I believe he used the word disaster for the first inning, Dave O'Brien. He called it a disastrous first inning.
And if he's using emotion and calling it a disaster, it's a disaster.
Right. He's only a step above Breslow by that much in terms of emotion in his broadcast. Right. So there was a little computer voice calling it a disaster. I feel bad. I literally... And I don't do this a lot, and you'd probably be surprised. Oh, you're not sympathetic to athletes' struggles with it. Like, last night when you watched him out there, it was hard not to feel bad for Walker Buehler. Like, he is on the mound. Like, you're literally center stage, and everybody is watching you. The opposing fans, your own teammates, like, everybody is watching you. The catcher, you're like, the catcher's putting his glove out, and you're hitting people. You're nowhere near his glove. Like, that's... That was a tough watch for anybody, never mind a World Series caliber legend, hero, winner kind of guy. But I don't know. And we can ask Alex Cora at 5:30, like, what the plan is with Walker Buehler. Is it salvageable? How do you sort of get him out of whatever this funk is? I'm not sure there's an answer. I'm not sure there's much of a future there.
Would be curious to get his perspective on, hey, what happens with a veteran pitcher when it's now between his ears? When he's, as you said, trying to trick himself into thinking he's still a major league pitcher. It's one thing if it's just mechanics, drop the arm slot, throw less fastballs, all the crap that we've been told that Andrew Bailey does. In between the ears, we know that this group, it doesn't exactly have the emotional touch to deal with players. So, I'd be very curious to hear what those kind of conversations are like.
Pedro Martinez, for example, lost his stuff.
Yeah.
He went from high 90s, ridiculous, to low 90s, but could get by. And I think he still went to the mound thinking, I'm going to get that guy out.
Right.
I know I don't throw 98
The killer's mentality is half of it. When you question that you can be an assassin, you got to get out of the assassin.
And this
business.
Is an assassin. This is a guy who's a World Series assassin. That is who he is. Like, you maybe brought him in for some of that. The idea that, okay, maybe there'll be some struggles, but if we go to where we think we're going to go, 90-plus wins, get in the postseason, the postseason Walker Buehler will be there. A, I don't think the Red Sox are going to the postseason, but B, even if they went to the postseason, I'm not sure Walker Buehler will be a part of that equation, Dan.
No.
Good job, Dan.
Thank you. Much appreciated. And the offense scored 3 in the first. Oh, it was ugly.
Yeah, you went from 3-0 to...
Infuriating. Open up 3-0, and then he whizzes it away like that. Like,
one pitch.
Last night's...
One pitch, you're already like, uh-oh.
Yeah, you got to get him out.
Even though it's still 3-1, because of the track record of this team with bad first innings and Walker Buehler's track record, it's like, we're
You know
trouble.
What Rick Carlisle does? Rick Carlisle sees Walker Buehler give up a home run on the first pitch, immediately gets somebody up in the bullpen. Remember, because it was 6-2 in game 6. You were on vacation. You missed.
Yeah, Rick, I missed.
He was very involved. Like, the Thunder went up 6-2 in game 6, and he was like, whoa.
Did he get a quick 20?
Guess what happened next?
Yeah, quick 20.
They went on a 26-7 run. The Pacers did.
That's called button pushing.
That's called coaching.
It's knowing your team.
CC
Joe Mazzulla, were you watching?
I was going to say, CC Joe Mazzulla.
St. Lucia, I hope you were watching that. Maybe
was he there doing judo?
No, I didn't see him at St. Lucia Resort. Let's go to the phone lines. We don't often take phone calls as part of the three-point stance, but Joe in Melrose, our buddy, had a response to one of our takes. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Andy, I totally agree with you. Sophie Cunningham, a.k.a. Barbie Enforcer. I loved watching that. I think the WNBA has more fistfights than the NBA. I mean, those girls like really hate each other's guts so much. It's like really entertaining to watch. I mean, as the Red Sox are selling, you know, John Henry's doing all these salary dumps to pay for a soccer team, and the Celtics are doing all the salary dumps to pay for their hedge fund profits. I mean, I wish the Caitlin Clark was on TV, like ESPN or something, because, you know, as Magic Johnson says, a superstar, somebody will sell out a building on the road. And I want to watch Caitlin Clark games, but they don't put her on TV. And I really want to watch, like, Sophie Cunningham, like, beat up any girl that tries to mess with Caitlin Clark.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, I think the WNBA is trending in the right direction marketing-wise. The feuds, and we got to be honest with it, race is a part of one of their biggest feuds, and people wonder about the racial aspects of it. It doesn't hurt to have a very attractive young player who now is injecting herself into that feud and a certain role, because I was told, I didn't know this and I haven't looked it up yet, apparently she doesn't score a whole lot of points.
This deserves a set. I know Ted is kind of hot on this as well. When he feels better later this week, maybe we can get into it or down the road. The way the WNBA is handling, or should I say mishandling, their asset, like this get-out-of-jail-free card that is Caitlin Clark,
yeah,
just letting the rest of the league
beat the snot out of her,
play American Gladiators.
They don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
Well said, Mr. President.
Yes.
That's my president.
Thank you, 45/47. Okay, that's we just want to try to keep politics.
/48.
Yeah, prop / oligarch.
In perpetuity.
/ dictator.
No kings here.
Yeah.
617-779.
Shame.
7937. If you want to respond to any of our three-point stances, was I sexist or is it okay to have an attractive player be a goon in the WNBA and part of the whole Caitlin Clark experience? Up next, though, we have some breaking news out of the Boston Bruins. Big news about a former Bruin that I think everybody will be excited to hear about. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball with what's trending, and he better not blow my tees.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Name of this song is Simon Says, apparently. Because that's what Stiz just said into my ear. Otherwise, I would not have known it. Zdeno Chara. Not that this is a surprise, but Zdeno Chara is now a Hockey Hall of Famer. That was announced by the Bruins via Twitter today.
Love it. Big Z, earned and deserved.
And I will continue to bang this drum, played sort of concurrent to Tom Brady, the more impressive 40-plus-year-old professional athlete than Tom Brady. Like, we all got Icky Baluki at the time for TB12, and he's 40, and he's playing quarterback into his 40s, and it's like, the 6'10" guy is playing ice hockey for 22 minutes a
night.
With
a wired jaw. Oh, and then you know what he did after that?
Ran the Tour de France.
Did multiple marathons.
He's such an underappreciated athlete. Like, he's a great player, and I think people appreciate for him, because if you ever watched, you know, I always marvel about Connor McDavid. Looks like he's at a different speed. Mm-hmm. It didn't really look fair when a guy's coming down the ice and Zdeno Chara had a stick that looks longer than anybody else's on an arm
a guy that looked like a character coming out of the Nightmare Before Christmas comes out with a hockey stick and you try to get a puck around him.
He looked like the guy if you were playing a video game and you're building your own character and you're like, what's the highest height they allow you to? Oh, I'm going to jack the height up. What do they give you for a stick length? I'm going to jack the stick length up. He looked like he was a cheat character in a video game and obviously was a great leader. The physicality, I also always enjoyed. One of my favorite things to actually watch him do was when somebody every once in a while would have the audacity to kind of get in a scrum with him, and he would hold them at arm's length like he was the big brother saying,
big mistake.
You really want to do this? Do you really? Because I'll ragdoll your ass on this ice and embarrass you in front of millions.
He'd even kind of smile at him sometimes.
Yes.
Like, are you sure you want to do this right now, dude?
You don't want any of this giant Eastern European smoke.
That would be so jarring, like that, just being at that arm's length, looking up at him,
just
being like,
think about all the momentum.
Sir, I've made a mistake. I would like to skate away now. Please let me go.
Like the torque that could be generated by that arm turning into a punch towards you. By the way, I still maintain.
What do you maintain, Fitzy?
That the 2013, I know that they sort of lost / blew it in the finals against the Blackhawks, and that was one hell of a team. The defense that Big Z and Seidenberg played in 2013 in the conference finals against the Pittsburgh Penguins is maybe the best hockey I ever saw him play. Well, and maybe some of the best defense I've ever seen. They were unbreakable.
And that's where I think sometimes, and we do this, we talk about it with Brady, for example, quarterbacks, like, you have Brady in the back of your mind. When you watch Cam Newton or you watch Mac Jones or you watch any other quarterback that comes for a while here in New England, you kind of have Brady in the back. You're like, well, he's no Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Tom would have made that pass. Tom wouldn't have gotten sacked there. Tom would have picked up
that
blitz.
Tom doesn't lose that game.
And I think Chara is a little bit of that for me. So, like, when I see a McAvoy who's supposed to be, like, their best defenseman, high-paid defenseman, he's a leader, he's a this, I'm like,
is McAvoy the Drake May to Big Z's Tom Brady?
No. Drake May's better, hopefully.
Better, hopefully.
Yeah, better, hopefully. But McAvoy is just disappointing to me, and I do wonder if, for me personally, some of that is, in my own head, Zdeno Chara as the unfair, literally and figuratively, measuring stick for a Bruins defenseman. And obviously, they've had great defensemen over the years with the Bruins. Mm-hmm. It's an historically deep Hall of Fame laden position for the franchise, and he fit right in. What a great addition. What you forget. Like, you think players that great don't change teams.
Well, Peter Chiarelli immediately came over, but because we have to thank Chiarelli for that, because he comes over from the Senators. First thing he did, just like when Rex Ryan left the Baltimore Ravens and went to the Jets, first thing he did was at 12:01 a.m., he was out back before there was all of the collusion and, you know, the legal tampering. He was on Bart Scott's doorstep like, you are going to help me set the tone and tempo for this defense.
Right. But Bart
Chiarelli
Scott
was on the doorstep basically like, yeah, Big Z, we're paying you what you want. You're coming to Boston.
Bart Scott, good player. Zdeno Chara, great player.
Oh,
freak
of course,
of nature,
but you understand
unicorn.
What I'm saying. When somebody
no,
leaves
I know, but
they
it's,
want...
it's more, like in football, your example, that's common. Like, people bring in culture
their
setters.
Their guy, a culture
their
setter.
Guys.
Yes.
But you didn't just bring in your guy. He was your guy. He was also
the guy.
Yeah. And, like, you don't think of great players, elite players, changing course like that. And my other question, Dan Ball, I should probably have asked you this off air, but heck, what better time than on air?
That's a usual practice on the show. What's up?
Do it live.
Just admit it.
What's he doing right now? He's still with the Bruins, right?
As far as I know, yeah. He's still an advisor in some capacity to Don Sweeney.
Actually,
but no clarity.
Dan,
I can get his official opinion.
No, 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 but I mean,
well,
we don't, like, there was a while there where we were like, hey, maybe if Cassidy gets canned.
That was going to say, wasn't there a time, no, not if Cassidy gets canned, what is
that? I mean, Sweeney.
I was going to say, there was a time where people were sort of like, I'm not going to say lobbying or campaigning, but kind of hoping.
Instead, they brought in another player for head coach, keeping the Bruins player tradition
what, you're
alive.
You're not excited about the Sturm front?
Not really. Not really.
Riders in the Sturm?
I would have given them a short Sturm deal, not long Sturm.
Sturm chaser?
Yes, Dan Ball.
By the way, just to add into the conversation, you guys can get back to Chara, but congratulations also to Jack Parker, longtime head coach of the BU hockey program, who is also being inducted this year.
I know Jack.
Really?
True story. I do know Jack.
You don't know Jack.
I swear to God.
Okay.
I do know Jack.
Go ahead.
Great guy.
Go ahead. What's the story?
Just a friend of the family. That's all.
Wow, that's really cool.
Random.
Yeah.
Wow, who has famous friends?
So the rapper from Chelsea is friends with Jack Parker. Didn't see that.
That'd be one hell of a collab. Riders on the
Sturm. Dan, while you're noting the other members, you want to list those?
Yeah.
Put you on spot there?
Yeah, hold on. Give me 30 seconds to get the full list. One second.
Full 30 seconds?
30 seconds? What do you have, dial-up?
I can just say, AI, who's going into the Hockey Hall of Fame this year?
They don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
The producers, I mean.
I'm not...
All right, I got it. All right.
So every time he says that, I worry that Stiz is playing the one without the bleep.
I kind of hope he does.
All right. Congratulate Joe Thornton as a player going in.
Wait, Joe Thornton?
Yep.
We buried the lead. Well, not the real lead.
How come we can't get Flyers? Where is that rank in the worst trades in Boston sports history? Top 10?
It might be top 10. I mean, it's no Betts and it's no Babe Ruth.
It wasn't in your Fitzy 5 on that topic, but,
no, but
I brought it up as an honorable
mention. Yeah, it made honorable mentions, yeah.
You want to do that on mic now?
No, sorry.
Do it.
He's singing the tagline.
Come on, coward, do it.
All right, who else? Joe Thornton, Big Joe.
Joe Thornton, Alexander McGillney, also in as a player.
Excellent.
Duncan Keith, who haunted the Bruins as a defenseman with the Chicago Blackhawks, as well as Brianna Decker. You have Chara, which we got to, Jennifer Botterill, who's been involved in a number of capacities, Danielle Sauvignon, who I believe is currently
Blanc.
The GM of the Montreal team in the PWHL currently, I believe.
You know that?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He's a puckhead.
I did some work in the PWHL this year.
Brag.
Holy God. Whoa. That's not only a brag, it's also a great story.
I didn't know that we were amongst hockey royalty.
Great story.
You're very much not. And then Jack Parker. So a really, really star-studded class this year.
And a lot of ties to Boston.
Yeah. Very much so.
Strong ties to Boston.
Absolutely.
Quick question, because I am not overly familiar with
Alexander
this
name. Alexander McGillney. There's a name I have not heard in some time. What a hockey player.
We mock the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield for they let anybody in. Everybody's in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
How does the Hockey Hall of Fame compare to that?
I'm sorry. In terms of?
I'm gonna need
these,
you to listen.
They have a bunch of scrabonies.
Did you know there's something called me bounds?
Yeah.
God, the listening on this. Ken Laird needs to send everyone back to listening school.
I'm sorry. What was?
Is it an selective? Open door policy?
In for the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
No, not. I would.
It's more
say
selective
that.
Than basketball because I don't have a lot. Like, no disrespect, but the Basketball Hall of Fame lets everybody in.
Yeah,
Jaylen Brown is already a Hall of Famer. We obviously know Jason Tatum is. Drew Holiday is. Like, they're all going to be in the Hall of Fame.
It's kind of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like, all you have to do is be a musician and now you're in.
Whereas in football, for example, we're like, wait, that guy can't get in the Hall
of Fame?
Adam
Vinatieri is not in the Hall of Fame.
Why is Adam Vinatieri not going in?
I think it's somewhere in the middle. Like, the NBA just has such small rosters that there's a bit of a smaller pool to choose from, players, executives, and the like. I don't think it's as selective. Like, I just counted off 7-8 people. It's usually bigger classes than maybe you'll see in football. But there's still, these are individuals that have more than earned their rights.
Even
so it's probably somewhere in the middle of those two.
Even
that
for
mentioned.
Someone like myself, who's, like, not nearly as familiar with ice hockey as yourself, Dan, like, I knew most of those names as well. That sounded like a legitimate class of all-time hockey players.
Yeah, so, no question. Like that, and a wide-ranging one as well.
That implies it's a touch more selective.
Right.
So usually I get bullied on this show by Ted Johnson. Last night, the bullying took place on social media. I had an opinion. I thought we were allowed to have opinions in this world and in this job. I had an opinion that apparently a lot of Red Sox fans didn't care for yesterday. We posted the video, and let's just say that mean tweets ensued. Dan Ball will be reading some of those mean bullying responses to my Christian Campbell opinion from yesterday. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
It'd be lit. It'd be off the hizzy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I would trade Christian Campbell. If teams want Christian Campbell, that $60 million 8-year deal, that's probably palatable for most teams. So you could talk to small market teams in Tampa and Pittsburgh, wherever. They might want Christian Campbell. I don't know what position he plays. I don't love his swing. And I know he was the minor league player of the year, but and the rookie of the month for the first month in the major leagues. I'm worried about what he is long term. I'm not sure he's a star. If teams want him, I would trade Christian Campbell.
Are you out of your mind?
So I'm used to that response from Ted Johnson and others on this show, a verbal, immediate shot at my opinion, which may not coincide with someone else's. But yesterday, as Brian Frazoco is wont to do, and his job is to do, post clips from this show on social. So we had this clip of my opinion and my three-point stance about trading Christian Campbell, which I want to remind everybody,
went over well,
was based in Jeff Passan saying if they're going to make a deal, teams are going to ask for some of their big name prospects and guys that are interesting, long term control, all these things. He listed Christian Campbell, and he is a national, notable, knowledgeable baseball information guy.
He's the guy.
He's the guy. Mm-hmm. OK, so I said I would consider trading him. And well,
what do people have to say?
They weren't nice.
No,
they bullied.
To you?
Clown references, stop. Ripping us, ripping the show. You were sort of collateral damage wrapped in there as they were taking down the show.
What happened to me?
So, Dan Ball.
Yeah.
Do tell us. What did people do on social media?
So, I have the notifications in the Afternoons account on my phone just to monitor what's going on. So, yesterday, as I'm sitting there watching the Red Sox game, I get a slew of mentioned by Andy Hart, mentioned by Andy Hart, mentioned by Andy Hart. I'm like, uh-oh. My boy's on Twitter. He's being a keyboard warrior.
My boy's on a bender.
Yeah, and some of the responses. By the way, the current post has generated 136,000 impressions, 52 retweets, 144 likes,
whoa.
And you counted it, Andy, 92 responses.
That's a lot of responses on Twitter.
And that's not even counting the quote tweets that
good
are
job,
involved
Andy.
In that. So, very nice, Andy Hart, rage baiting everybody. Well done. Some of the responses, at Jumbo Hart is an idiot, ... But I'd trade him too.
So even the agreement starts with a shot at me.
Yeah, the opposite of therapy. You got to start with the insult and then you get into the compliment.
Don't mock me, Dan.
I will do exactly that. And Twitter helps me in days like today. Why would anyone listen to such a clear-cut moron? Let's trade him. Well,
clear-cut moron. You often hear moron described as clear-cut.
More of a buffet of Andy today.
Yeah, let's trade him while his value is down and teams think might have been a flash in the pan.
I replied to that one.
You replied to that one.
What did I? Didn't we just say yesterday? Man, you really don't listen on the show that you're a part of and say so much on.
No, whoa.
Excuse me.
Jesus. What are we doing? Do we have any professionals on the show? I can't be the lone professional.
You said yesterday, I took the week off basically when I was in the Caribbean from social media, and it was so refreshing. First night back, you're arguing with people. You have an addiction issue.
Well,
you're attracted.
No,
to
they were being mean. And when you back into a corner and take shots at me, I come out swinging. I'm like the guy in the middle of like a brawl, just like trying to take down anybody. He's not getting taken down by the crowd. Also, just side note, I just finished cleaning up blood on my back deck from my dog. Side story we'll get to later. But I had a lot of energy. It was late at night, and you know, I made the mistake of picking up my phone.
I'm in control.
He was. Yes, your response was true. We should probably wait till they know for a fact that he was a flash in the pan. You won somebody over. He said, I'll give you that one with a period at the end.
See? These are my. And if I can reach just one person,
one
it makes
time.
It all worth it.
That's right.
If I can change one opinion, it's worth it.
Marketing people will tell you that's not a good hit rate.
What do I need? Like 20%?
at least 2%.
Get the hell out of here. How many of those do you have?
There are hundreds.
Hundreds.
Jesus.
It's awesome.
What else you got? By the way, there were some on Twitch that I hadn't even seen that were hurtful.
Oh.
That Brian Frazoco was scrolling through. That people just were really mean. I don't understand why we can't just disagree with the opinion, but it has to turn into personal.
People mean on the internet? Get out of town.
Dumb opinion? Okay. Get it. Dumb person, moron, clear cut. Why we got to go right to that?
You guys remember my welcome on to WEEI when they tweeted my picture?
Yeah, that didn't go well. They were mean.
Mean people on the internet.
Oh, no. Why?
We'll discuss off air for the sake of the FCC.
Yes.
They always say, quote, sell low to maximize return. I didn't know WEEI had become a comedy station, which I liked. Just a bunch of football hardos. They know nothing about baseball. I think that's a little mean to your baseball intelligence.
I think it's 100% mean.
There's a GIF that says, stop doing drugs. And there was one photo that I liked.
Sis liked that one. He just cracked up.
That's good.
There's a photo that I like, too, that's like the outline of a human head. It's the empty tank thing from your dashboard in your brain, but then full tank for your mouth. So, like, you don't know anything, but you're saying it anyways. I thought that was pretty creative.
That's a great. You have done a great job of sanitizing these, because when I was scrolling through them last night, amidst my furor of watching Walker Buehler whiz away the 3-0 lead, I was like dumbfounded.
Yeah, they were hurting.
It was rough.
They were taking some punch shots.
Choppy waters.
We had fun. I did like the one guy who just told me, like, go have a piton or something. Go back on vacation and have a piton.
Yeah,
like,
he knows your brand.
I would if I could.
Somebody was a bit more polite about it. Not the brightest statement, which I actually thought was a nicer way of mm-hmm. insulting your intelligence.
Short, sweet.
And then the last one that was blocked because it's spam. Your investment wisdom has changed my life. The returns exceeded my wildest dreams.
Just like a trade for Christian Campbell might.
Yeah. Okay, so now, you got some good love.
So now in hindsight, how do you feel about yesterday's 3-point stance?
I still believe my favorite part of this. What was that term you used? Anger baiting?
Rage baiting.
Rage baiting?
Rage bait, yeah.
Does that imply that I did it intentionally? Does that imply that I did it intentionally?
It normally would.
Okay, so no, I was not rage baiting. I had an opinion. You guys know from the beginning, I didn't love Christian Campbell. Even when he was hitting well and winning Rookie of the Month, I was like, mm-hmm.
Minor League
like
Player
the
of the
look
Year.
Of it. Yeah, absolutely. And then he goes in the slump, and then he stinks defensively, and then he doesn't have a position. They clearly don't even know what his position is. We might put him at first base. Who knows? You put all those things together, and I'm like, I hear Jeff Passan say teams would be interested in Christian Campbell. That right there, marry those two things. I don't really like him. Jeff Passan says, well, other teams like him. Boom, I would trade him because I'm not sure his value will ever be like higher than it is right now.
It sucks. It's too low right now. He's got to come
back. Are you sure it's low?
It's pretty low.
I don't know. All these fans, if there's GMs out there that have feelings like these fans that, you idiot, that'd be the dumbest thing you could ever. So you want him. You like him. You think there's a lot of value in him.
So if that is true.
Again, minor league player of the year who showed enough flashes that he's worth developing and putting some time into. Like I said yesterday, I think you need to send him down and let him put him back in the oven, marinate for a little bit.
And I mean, maybe he burns. Maybe he's inedible.
Or maybe he comes out
maybe
perfect.
Then you're like Clark Griswold in Christmas. Sucking water to get it down because it's so bad.
Wow.
But also, there was a time, if you recall, probably second week of April, third week of April, we were like, whoa, he signed a bad contract. He's going to regret that. Whoa, he's going to be like a $250
million. 10 for
$100 million.
Get out of here.
If teams think that he signed a bad contract and he's still a good player, those teams should see value. They should see an opportunity. And I said it yesterday. I believe those are all teams in baseball. Whether you're a rich team like the Dodgers that are like, wait, we have a big payroll, but if I can get a great player at a cheap price, that's a good, you know, give and take on our books. Or the Rays, the A's, any team that just wants a good player that's cost effective. So I stand by it. I was not rage baiting, and I was giving my true opinion. I don't fake anything on this show. It was all genuine. If I'm a moron, I am a genuine moron. So,
and we'll save that for posterity because it may be useful.
We'll be hearing that probably even later in the show.
Speaking of morons, no, I'm not saying that. Speaking of the Boston Red Sox, I think it would be appropriate to say, oh, no, we suck again, because defense, base running, all the ills of this team from earlier in the season seem to be coming back. Bad starting pitching. It's all coming together for ugly losses for your Boston Red Sox. And Alex Cora, who, if you haven't heard, we'll talk to at 5:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. He blew his fuse last night. He was ejected again. So we need to get into all of that debacle that was a loss to the Angels out west late night for the Red Sox. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.